As an added benefit to reoccurring donors, we are sending out DCO face masks to any monthly contributors for 3 months or more at the $5 plus level. Please send your size preference, either large or youth or small size, along with membership email and mailing address to info@dcontario.org. And you can check out what they look like in the show notes. This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode. My name is Brenda, and I am a BSW student completing my placement with DCO, and I'll be your host for this week. In today's episode, I will be giving an update on the reopening of the province, the vaccines, and reopening anxiety. I would like to make a disclaimer that this podcast was recorded on June 5th. With that being said, it's important to know that any of the information shared in this podcast is subject to changes. The following information about reopening that I'm about to share is from www.ontario.ca/page/reopening-Ontario if you'd like to check out the information for yourself. For moving through the steps, there are three different steps for reopening. The province will remain at each step for at least 21 days to evaluate any impacts on key public health and health system indicators. At the end of the 21 days, there will be an evaluation of vaccination rates and looking out for positive trends in other key public health and health system indicators. If trends in key public health and health systems indicators are positive, the province will move to the next step 2 weeks after the following vaccination thresholds have been met. And these are, in step one, having 60% of adults vaccinated with one dose. In step two, 70% of adults vaccinated with one dose and 20% vaccinated with two doses. And in step three, will involve 70 to 80% of adults vaccinated with one dose and 25% vaccinated with two doses. Based on current trends and key health indicators, including the provincial vaccination rate, we are expected to enter step one of the roadmap the week of June 14, 2021. The government will confirm closer to the expected start of step one. Premier Doug Ford says that he is hopeful that the province can enter the first stage of its reopening plan ahead of schedule, but is waiting for the green light from Ontario's top public health official. For reopening step one, this involves 60% of Ontario's adults receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. So these are what can open in step one. This will allow more outdoor activities to resume with smaller, well-managed crowds where risk of transmission is minimized, and will permit retail, all with restrictions in place. This includes, but is not limited to, outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people, outdoor dining up to 4 people per table, outdoor fitness classes and personal training and sports training up to 10 people, essential retail at 25% capacity and can sell all goods, including discount and big box, non-essential retail at 15% capacity, Retail stores and malls closed unless the stores have a street-facing entrance. Outdoor religious services, rites, and ceremonies with capacity limited to permit physical distancing of 2 meters. Outdoor pools with capacity limited to permit physical distancing of 2 meters. Outdoor zoos, landmarks, historic sites, and botanical gardens with capacity limits. Campsites, campgrounds, and short-term rentals, overnight camping at Ontario parks. So these are all the various activities that will reopen in step one. And of course, following step one is step two. As mentioned before, Ontario will remain in step one for at least 21 days. We will then move to step two if the province has vaccinated 70% of adults with one dose of the vaccine and 20% of adults with two doses of a vaccine. Additionally, they'll be checking to make sure there are positive trends in public health and health system indicators. In step two, it'll involve further expanding outdoor activities and resuming limited indoor services with small numbers of people where face coverings are worn, with other restrictions in place. This includes but is not limited to outdoor gatherings of up to 25 people, indoor gatherings up to 5 people and other restrictions, outdoor dining up to 6 people per table, outdoor sports and leagues, outdoor meeting and event place spaces with capacity limits, non-essential retail at 25% capacity, and essential retail at 50% capacity. Also, personal care services where face coverings can be worn at all times with capacity limits, outdoor cinemas and performing arts with capacity limits, indoor religious services, rites or ceremonies at 15% capacity, public libraries with capacity limits, outdoor water parks and amusement parks with capacity limits, and overnight camps and fairs and rural exhibitions with capacity limits. And those are all the events that will be opening up in step two. And finally, in step three, this will involve the aim of having 70 to 80% of adults vaccinated with one dose and 25% vaccinated with two doses. Step three will allow indoor services to resume with larger numbers of people with restrictions in place. This includes but is not limited to outdoor gatherings with larger capacity limits, indoor gatherings with larger capacity limits and other restrictions, indoor dining with capacity limits, indoor sports and recreational fitness facilities with capacity limits, indoor meeting and event spaces with capacity limits, essential and non-essential retail with capacity expanded, personal care services with capacity expanded and some other restrictions, indoor cinemas and performing arts with capacity limits, and other outdoor activities from step two permitted to operate indoors. So to get an update of the reopening, if you want to keep track of it, you can go to www.ontario.ca/page/reopening-Ontario. And there you can get all the information and with more details there. As of the recording of this podcast on June 5th, 60.7% of Canada has been vaccinated and 7.1% have been fully vaccinated. In Ontario specifically, 60.2% has been vaccinated and 6.5% of Ontarians have been fully vaccinated and 68.6% of eligible Ontarians 12 and up have been vaccinated. And this is all from CTV News COVID Tracker. If you're interested in keeping track of vaccinations across Canada, visit COVID19tracker.ca, and that's COVID19TRACKER.ca. At the moment, as of 8 a.m. on Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, individuals aged 18 and over across Ontario are eligible to book a COVID-19 vaccine appointment through the provincial booking system and call center, or directly through public health units that use their own booking system. However, children 12 and up are eligible for the Pfizer vaccines. To book your appointment, you can go to ontario.ca/bookvaccine. There are other various locations to get the vaccine depending on your area, so check your local community for mass immunization clinics, pharmacies, primary care, site-specific clinics, mobile teams, pop-up clinics, workplace clinics, and public health units. To stay up to date with Ontario's vaccination plan, you can visit covid-19.ontario.ca/Ontario's-COVID-19-vaccination-plan. Even with the vaccines, we still need to continue following the safety guidelines, such as traveling only if it's essential and isolate for 14 days if you do. Stay home, save lives, and don't put others at risk. Practice physical distancing, which means stay 2 meters away from anyone who is not in your household. Wash your hands with soap and water thoroughly and often. A good amount of time to wash your hands for is the amount of time it takes you to sing the alphabet or happy birthday. Learn about face coverings, how to use, clean, and dispose them. Get facts about COVID-19 from valid sources. And get sector-specific resources to prevent COVID-19. And this means being aware of your workplace guidelines. And also, you can check out updates and resources from Public Health Ontario. With more people getting vaccinated and the province starting to open up again, it is normal to feel some level of anxiety. A survey shared in an article by CTV News reported that 52% of Canadians feel anxious about returning back to normal after COVID-19. So don't worry, it's so normal that there is a term for this anxiety, and it's called reopening anxiety. According to mywellbeing.com, reopening anxiety is stress about the uncertainty of the future, fears about how to adapt to new changes like wearing masks in the workplace, or being exposed to situations where you might feel unsafe, or reluctance to engage in pre-pandemic activities because you've been feeling more security or comfort in lockdown life. If you are feeling anxious, don't hesitate to speak to someone like trusted friends and family, a mental health professional, or even calling a distress center such as DCO. To find a DCO near you, visit the DCO website, dcontario.org. You can also implement these practices as well. Have compassion for yourself. Take things one activity at a time. You don't have to force yourself to do what you don't want to do. But it's also important to make sure you get out there when everything begins to reopen and do it at your own pace. You can also practice a coping skill. If you feel yourself getting anxious, try out these different stress relief techniques such as deep breathing, guided meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation. And that's all for today's update of the reopening of the province. Make sure to stay up to date because I'm sure that whatever I've shared today will definitely change in the upcoming future. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.
Hi. I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.